Have you ever had an egg? Yes? Well, have you ever sampled raw egg juice down at Splodge City's infamous trendy egg bar? No? Well, you better get down there then. Well, go on then.
Well, go on then. Tell us who this week's mystery guest is. I'm dying to know.
It's Mr. Egg.
Oh no, not Mr. Egg. Please don't say it's him.
Okay, it's not Mr. Egg.
Good. Who is it then?
It's Mr. Egg.
Oh no!
Hey, calm down, calm down. Mr. Egg won't be here till next Friday. Oh, hello. Dan's just outside throwing stones at the window. What do you want, Dan?
Besides a great big kick up the bum.
Oh, yeah, that's pardon.
Look, never mind the doctor. He's quackers. What do you want?
Prawn quackers? Yeah, I was thinking about getting us a takeaway, as a matter of fact.
Oh, were you really? Where were you thinking of going?
Do you want to come to the Egg Bar?
Where?
The Egg Bar! It's the hottest, coolest new place to be, and it's just uptown in the city.
Oh, yeah! Wow! We'll come!
Steady on. You sure about that, Dr. S?
Yeah, I'm not yoking. Why, the Egg Bar is the hottest, coolest new place to be. Did you hear that?
Golly.
Okay, okay. You can all stop shouting now. I'm standing right behind you.
What?
Hello, Dan.
Hello, Dr. S. You coming then?
Yeah, hang on. Let me just do this next link. I'm still on the radio doing my morning show. You know, everybody's been able to hear what we've been saying. All our listeners.
Yeah, all two of them.
Charming. Hello, you're listening to this radio station. That was that, a piece of music by some band or other. I hope you're having a terrific day. This is this, another piece of music by a completely different band. We're all off to the Egg Bar. Try our bit.
Great! Come on, let's go!
To the Egg Bar, let's go! Later, at the Egg Bar.
Well, here we are, at the Egg Bar.
Yes, we know. We've been standing here a good 10 minutes. Plus, the narrator just mentioned it.
Yes, and I was also just mentioning it, you know, for the benefits of both your listeners.
Why, are they following us?
Hey, look at this.
Graffiti.
No, that's not graffiti, Dr. S. That's the menu.
Oh, yes. Allow me to translate the English into English. Egg, 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 egg.
Egg, egg,
egg, egg, egg, egg.
There's not much choice, is there?
No, not really, Mr. B.
Hello, I am your waiter. My name is Walter. Walter the waiter. Please do not ask me for a glass of water.
Why not?
Why don't you ask me?
Okay, I'll bite. Walter the waiter! I'd like a glass of water, Walter waiter!
That was very funny, Mr. Waiter. He said water, he got it in his face. Now, look, we'd like a takeaway, please.
What did you say?
That is to say, he means we'll have a takeaway to eat in.
That's better. If I thought for one moment that you guys just wanted a takeaway, I'd get very irate indeed. Now then, you've seen the menu. What would you like to order?
Egg!
Egg.
Yeah, an egg for me, please. Thanks.
Good. And to drink?
Egg! Egg!
Egg!
Egg!
Egg!
Egg!
Egg!
Egg!
Egg!
Egg!
Egg!
Egg!
Egg!
Egg!
Egg!
Meanwhile, just in the city, unbeknownst to Dr. Strangeglove, Libby and Dan, strange things were afoot. A UFO cunningly disguised as a fried egg, i.e. an unidentified frying object, beams down an unwanted, undesirable Mr. Egg. Mr. Egg is wild, he's angry, he's invincible, and he's the sort of hard-boiled nut, well, egg, that can really ruin your evening. He just likes smashing things, and then running away, laughing. Meanwhile, back at the egg bar, Dr. Strangeglove, Libby, and Dan were getting very, very drunk.
Peanut and gherkin egg. Peanut and gherkin egg.
Egg.
What the world really needs is a pickle peanut gherkin egg.
As you might well have guessed, I'm very, very drunk.
And me. Egg.
Oh, yes, there's nothing that says I'm drunk than singing dirty egg songs, is there, you guys?
I don't know why, but it doesn't appear to be affecting me.
Oh, that is strange. How come you're not drunk?
Oh, it's no mystery, Dr. S. Danny has been quaffing the alcohol-free raw egg juice. I said it, you see. Unlike us, though, we're on the hard stuff. Hey!
Shall we start singing again, then?
Yes, yes, let's. Come on.
Peanut gherkin egg.
Peanut gherkin egg.
No. Whoa. Don't, please. It's very disturbing.
No, it isn't. It's great. Egg!
Wasn't there something important that we had to remember? Have you got the special mystery guest sorted for next Friday?
Yes, I have indeed. It's Mr. Egg.
Egg.
Shut up. Thank you, madam.
Yeah, you made these two silly drunken idiots shut up.
Shh. What's going on out there? Anyway, it sounds like chaos. Chaos.
How strange, Mr. B. Dan, it is chaos. Lots and lots of people seem to be running away from what appears to be a man dressed as Humpty Dumpty. And he's wielding a giant spoon, smashing everything in sight.
Oh no!
Wait. That's not Humpty Dumpty. That is Mr. Egg.
Egg!
What? You mean to say that's the Mr. Egg you're wanting to have on your radio show next Friday? How beastly!
Yes, shame on him. He's a week early.
Well, the way I see it is this. We can either stop what we're doing now and go and save the world from the terror of Mr. Egg, or we could just sit here in the egg bar drinking more raw alcoholic egg for a wee while longer till we wee.
Yes,
good idea.
Oh, yes.
Waiter, more raw egg, please.
Egg.